Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. This is Watcher Ruth, 7:30. I love mornings, 10/20/2013. I'm still pretty floored about the events over the last few days. I think it's definitely a sign of the times. Lunatic fringe, things we don't want to think about, least of all talk about, and least of all want to know, but absolutely need to. What do you think? What do you think? I think it's absolutely prophetic. And we shouldn't ignore it. Yes, 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 yes. We should not ignore it. His Holy Spirit touching with brotherly love each other, commanding us to do what His Holy Spirit has touched our hearts to do. Wow, isn't that amazing that woman could stand up and do that? Anyway, I have a lot of study here, but this morning, it kind of was led to me to discuss something that I didn't plan on talking about. But anyway, here we go. Thusly and is the Prince of the Air versus the Breath of Life. What do you think about that? I mean, who is the Prince of the Air? Did we need that defined? But then there's the air, or the breath of life, right? Or wrong? Or, breath of life. And Adam was formed before him, and God breathed the breath of life into him, and he became a living soul, spirit, person. Vastly different from the Prince of the Air, though. Vastly different. So I just want to read something here real fast. I would not have you to be ignorant about those who are asleep. They're dead. That you don't be worried about it. And you don't sorrow. Like all the rest of the world that doesn't believe in redemption or renewed life in Christ, and they have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him when he returns. Yes, hallelujah. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that which we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them. We shan't stop them who are already with the Lord. And we certainly can't go before them because they're already there. Yes? Because when the Lord himself returns, for the Lord, as he left, as he left and went up with the clouds, the angels stood before the saints and said, why do you look up? Because as he went, so shall he return. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, Michael, right, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them who already were dead in the clouds to meet the Lord, and this is where we were going, in the air, so that we ever will be with the Lord. Now, in the air, so that we shall ever be with the Lord. So comfort each other with these words. So are we to believe that we're going to be going up into the air, which is where the prince of the air's domain is, in the prince of the air? Think so. I think we need to go and look up what this word air means. And it isn't in the sky. Doesn't mean that. It means pneumo, or breath, or breath of life. Who gave it? And that is where we go. We return back to the breath of life, who gave it. And with those words, comfort ye one another. All right. So here we go with what I had to say, or maybe not, I don't know. And I chose your sons to be Nazarites and prophets. But you have caused the Nazarites to sin by urging them to drink wine and live in sin, told them to shut up. But the Lord has spoken against both Israel and Judah and the entire family I brought from Egypt. And of all of the people of the earth, I have spoken this by the Lord, that this is against the entire family, all of the people of the earth. I have chosen you alone. That is why I must punish you the more for all your sins. For a trap does not shut unless it's stepped on. The alarm has been sounded. Listen and fear, for I, the Lord, am sending disaster onto the land. Listen to this announcement and publish it throughout all of Israel, said the Lord of God, of all the hosts. On the same day that I punish Israel for her sins, I will also destroy all of the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and will fall to the ground. I will destroy the beautiful homes of the wealthy, the winter mansions and their summer houses too. I will demolish all of the ivory palaces. Listen to me, all you fat cows of Bashan living in Samaria, you women who encourage your husbands to rob the poor, to stand on the backs of the needy and the broken and the weak. You never have enough. The Lord has sworn by his holiness, the time will come when he will put hooks in your noses and lead you away, you fat cattle that you are. He will drag the last of you away with fishing hooks, and you will be hauled away from your beautiful homes, and you'll be tossed out. The Lord has said it. You who go out into the groves, you who sacrifice your children, you who pass your children through the fire of Moloch and sacrifice to idols at Bethel and Gilgal, you always disobey and your sins keep piling up. You come before your God and you sacrifice every day. You even tithe when you go to church. You go through all your paper forms and give extra offerings. How proud yourselves are, puffed up. And you crow about it everywhere among man. I sent you hunger, says the Lord, but it didn't do any good. You still wouldn't listen. I ruined your crops. I held back the rain. I sent rain here, but not there. The rain fell on one person's field by another's, withered across. People from two or three cities were weary for water. And then another city had rain. And it wasn't enough. You didn't learn anything. You wouldn't return to me. I sent the curses that I promised, all the curses. I sent all of the plagues, like those that I sent to Egypt. And still you returned not to me. I gave you a demonstration of Sodom and Gomorrah. I even burned cities, some of your cities, as I did Sodom and Gomorrah, and I left them half burned as a demonstration. Firebrand snatched away from the fire, and still you don't return to me, said the Lord. Therefore I will bring upon you all of the further evils I've spoken of. Prepare to meet your God in judgment, all of the earth, all who have been dwellers upon the earth. For you're dealing with the one who formed the mountains and made the winds and knows your every thought. He knows the mornings into darkness. He knows how to judge the color of the heart. Everything is under his feet. He is the Lord God of hosts. And with blinding speed, he brings destruction upon the strong. And he will break all of their defenses. How he will demonstrate to the people who despise the truth, who trample upon the poor and steal from even the poorest widow who is given everything she has by overtaxing her and fining her and applying usury to her. Your sins mount up. Many and great they are. Many and great they are. But to those who would be refined, and he saw war and famine and disease and wild animals, and a pale horse, and a rider, and its rider was death, and there following after him was another rider whose name was hell, and he was the one given control over the earth to kill with war, famine, and disease, and wild animals when he broke the fifth seal. And I saw an altar, and underneath it were all the souls who had been martyred for preaching the word of God and for being faithful in their witnessing. They were sealed in their foreheads with the name of God. They knew the scriptures, and they knew all of the signs in heaven. And they knew about the 70 weeks. And they knew about the white robes that were given to each of them. And they were told to rest just a little while longer until their brothers, their fellow servants of Jesus, had been martyred on the earth and had joined them. And I watched as he broke the sixth seal, and there was a vast earthquake, and the sun became dark like black cloth, and the moon was then blood red. The suns of heaven, or the stars of heaven, appeared to be falling to the earth like green fruit from fig trees buffeted by mighty winds, and starry heavens disappeared, and the skies departed. And it was like they were being rolled up, just like a scroll. And someone was taking them and grabbing them away. And then every mountain was shaking. And everything that could be shaken was shaken. And nothing that was left, only the unshaken. And the kings of the earth and the world leaders and the rich men and the high-ranking military officers and all the men, great and small, slave and free, hid themselves in caves and cried. Mountains, fall on me, fall on us, they pleaded, and hide us from the face of the one sitting on the throne, from the anger of the Lamb, because of the great day has come. Who can survive it? Those who had the seal, don't do anything to them, neither hurt the earth nor the sea nor the trees until we have finished placing the seal of God upon all the foreheads of his servants. Let us encourage God's people to endure patiently every trial and every persecution, for they are the saints who remain firm to the end in obedience to his commands, and they are the ones that trust in Jesus. Fear God, he shouted, and extol his greatness, for the time has come when he will sit as judge. Worship him who made the heavens and the earth and the seas and all its sources. For Babylon has fallen, the great city, she seduced the nations of the world and made them share in the wine of her impurity and sin, and must drink the wine of God's anger. Undiluted, a full cup of wrath, with fire and burning sulfur. Because of this great day, who can survive it? Only those that have the breath of life. Only the faithful and the true. Only the strong and the graceful oaks. For God has planted them. To all who mourn, he will give beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of heaviness. God has planted them, strong oaks, graceful oaks, for his own glory. And they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities long ago destroyed, reviving them though they have lain there. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery. I hate wrong. But I will faithfully reward my people all of the suffering, because I made an everlasting covenant with them, and their descendants shall be known and honored throughout and among all the nations where they've been scattered across the Caucasus Mountains. Those who know the scriptures, who know the signs in the heavens, sealed with the prophecies, the 70 weeks, the cleansing of the temple of Daniel 8:14. The descendants shall be known, and they shall be honored, and they shall realize that they are the people of God, and they have blessed, because God loves Zion. He always prays beautiful she is, and she shines forth in her righteousness and is glorious in his salvation. And all of the world will be blinded in his glory when he confers our new name. He is the great King. He has said, I am the Lord, the one who is mighty to save. I alone have trotted out the winepress. No one was there to help me. I alone. And the nations shall see my righteousness, and kings shall be blinded by my glory. On the day I return and I confer unto you a new name, he will hold you aloft in his hands for all to see, a splendid crown for the King of Kings. Your new name will be the Land of God's Delight and the Bride. For the Lord delights in you and will claim you as his own. With joy, the King marries a virgin and rejoices over you. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and wrapped around me the robe of righteousness. And I wait for the King. And he has sent messengers to tell the people, I am the Lord your God, and I'm coming. I am returning. And I'm coming to save you. And I'm bringing many gifts with me. And you are to be called a holy nation. You are a holy, righteous nation, a strange and peculiar priesthood, set apart in the cleansing of the temple, inside the temple, marked, waiting. Even though scattered across the nation, sealed in prophecy, announcing God's salvation, the one who is mighty to save. And God will not rest until he has established the second Jerusalem. And he will make her respected and admired throughout the Lord, and in that day there will never again be another foreign army within the temple courts. Never again. And the Creator God of the universe says, prepare a way for me. And prepare a way in your hearts. And encourage God's people to endure patiently every trial and persecution they are about to endure. And remain obedient to his commandments. and only to trust in Jesus and be set aside from the sea. And do not accept the mark. Do not worship the creature more than the Creator. Do not worship his statue, accept his mark. For then you must drink the wine of the anger of God, and it is poured out undiluted onto the cup of wrath that God will torment the earth with sulfur in the presence of his holy angels. When you go out today, can everyone you speak to remember that whoever has not addressed the intrinsic portion of the Holy Spirit that was left in each and every one by design, who forced that part of the Holy Spirit down and loved the lie instead of the truth, they're still lost. And unless someone somehow, some way can touch, they'll remain lost. So stand boldly and take a position and witness before man. Because God said, if you don't witness man before me, witness me before man. When the angels and I return, I won't witness before my Father about you. And woe unto those who know the good that they should do and do not do it, for that for you is a sin. And it is commanded unto you to testify that truth that you know, to prophesy the truth that you know, share it among the world, in season and out of season, boldly, putting on the full armor of God so that you can fend off the arrows of Satan. For when you boldly proclaim the name of Jesus Christ in the world, you will be persecuted. So have no fear in that. Face it boldly. Face that sea and all of its sources. And worship him who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all of the source that he provides to you through him. And be an encouragement to God's people today, to all of his saints who remain firm to the end and love their life not unto death, and follow all his commandments and trust in Jesus, who will be inside the temple, a pillar in the holy temple of God, glorifying his name, for he alone is holy, and all the nations will come and worship before you. Your righteousness has been disclosed from the very beginning. Remember that there are demons. Take note of them. Beware. There will be lightning and thunder flashing forth, great earthquakes, unprecedented. Be ready for them. Be prepared. Get your soul ready. Get your heart ready. And do the will of God. I'm coming soon, and my reward is with me to repay everyone for the deeds he has done.